Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Your hands. Hello, everyone. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to WGUM. For reasons not clear to me, the control board here is completely unresponsive to commands, which is fairly unprecedented for those of us who have experienced this program. Now, we've been on it now for almost, I don't know, we're starting, I guess, our seventh year very nearly. And the program is just simply not responding to the screen commands. So I'm wondering if Pastor Benjamin, who is scheduled to be our speaker of the moment, as you can imagine, is calling and trying to get into the program. And it's not responding to us here. So let's see. I've gotten out of it, and I'm going back into it. So let's see what happens here. Sunday morning is the fourth Sunday, and we always have something scheduled for the fourth Sunday. And Pastor Benin said to me, so there's an ad blocker in place, and I don't even know how to stop that. Let's see here. See, perhaps Pastor Benjamin is with us now. Let me see if I can get on the screen. There she is. See if I can open her mic. Like I say, the screen, Pastor Benjamin, I'm sure you can hear me right now. tell you what, we're going to do this a different way. I'm going to call, patch you in, because the screen is not responding to my on-air commands. Let's see here. No, it won't allow me to. Good morning, Pastor Benjamin. Just your coming onto the phone apparently healed Block Talk Radio, because in about a few seconds, according to what I'm seeing on my screen, your phone will open. Your line will open, I should say. It's moving. But in the meantime, I think what I'll do is do it the old-fashioned way, and that is conference call you in. So you're going to get a call from me on the other line right now. Welcome to WGUM again. Pastor Benjamin is on the line. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. I thank you, Dr. Scott. I have heard you right from the very beginning, right through Benny Cumming, lift the Savior up for men to see. I have been with you. I'm thinking about the scripture where Jesus says, have I been so long time with you and you don't know who I am? I have been with you from the very beginning, but we want that screen to get itself straightened out for our program on tomorrow night with our precious apostle from Young's Island, South Carolina, John's Island, South Carolina, Apostle Gertie S. Ford will be with us breaking the bread of life. And I tell you, I feel the anointing of God already. I tell you, it feels like a river. I tell you, I feel Jesus in this place. This is the right place to be. This is the right time, because any time that you love someone and you cannot feel their love, then something is wrong. I love Jesus, and Jesus is loving me back. I am pursuing him, and he is responding to the pursuit. Oh, my God, I feel like somebody said a pursuit of happiness. I just felt an explosion of the love of God run through my mortal body. Ooh, how glad I am. Ah, what did somebody say on a commercial when I was much younger? They said, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. It is a relief when you know that you beseech the Lord and he responds unto your call. He said, call me while I am yet near, and I will answer thee quickly. Oh, God bless you, Dr. Lovely Day in the neighborhood, for I am bringing the message this morning from El Paso, Texas. Thank God we were delayed for an hour and a half or so, but it's okay about the delay. Safety was the main issue with the airline last night. He wasn't worried about you being on time, your arrival being on time. He was concerned that if you had an arrival, that you would arrive safe. And God took care of that. Had a little turbulence, a little rough there for a moment. Even the stewardess said, hey, they was trying to serve the people, you know, and do all of that. And it threw them into the chair. And they said, hey, they took off with that little cart. And they went and sat down until the storm had passed them. You know, that's just like the Lord. The enemy will bring a storm in our life. And I'm telling you, the turbulence is not a good feeling. The feeling from the storm, the repercussions of the storm, doesn't have a good feeling. And we feel like we are. We feel like we've been tossed about to and fro, and sometimes the songwriter said, when I need shelter from the storm, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the projector, the protector who will take care of me, that he will hide me in the midst of the storm. And so they rush to get to their seat to safety. They didn't want to be thrown all over the plain. And in a few minutes, the storm had passed over. And so they came back and resumed where they left off. And the woman said to me, I said, so you made it back, huh? She said, yeah, I didn't want to throw tomato juice all over everyone. But you know what? When I think about that this morning, I don't mind being in a storm with Jesus Christ. So that where she was talking about the tomato juice, which is red, but the blood of Jesus is red. But Lord, if you have to put me in a storm and throw your blood all over me, do what you got to do, Lord. Just don't leave me. Oh, I fear Jesus. I told Dr. Scott, I really don't have to study. I thank God for my gift. I know if the Bible tells us to study, to show thyself, prove a workman rightly, now it said rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to know how to divide this word of God, because if you don't divide it properly, the right way, don't take it out of context, bring it the way that it is. Honey, I'm just grateful. I'm excited, as you can see. I don't have to sit down for hours and write this down and write that down. I don't have to say, well, look, I got to go study because I got to bring the message. So I got, no. Mm-mm. You know, Jesus said, have no thought for tomorrow, but let tomorrow take care of tomorrow. But in that same self-power, God will give you what to say. And that's what I rely on. I rely on the Lord. Yes. Do I study? I don't want to mislead anyone. Yes, I do. I pick up my word of God and I read, and God gives me revelation on this, that, and the other. I will spend time in the with the Lord in his word. Yes, that's how I know the word, because I read his. What I'm trying to point, I'm trying to make is, I don't have to wait until time for me to bring the message to go look up something, to have something to say. I just get on, and you know what? We had a saying when I was a child, the older saints used to say, and my pastor, Elder King, used to say, Lord, have your way. You know, we've gotten out of that. We're educated now. We have our degrees. We learn. We can read a lot better now than we could 70 years ago, 80 years ago. Some of them weren't able to do a lot of reading. So whatever they could read, they did the best that they could. You know the story. But you know what? What I like about them not being able to read the word of God the way they can read it now is that they rely totally on God to have his way. And God had his way because you know what? It's his word. Yes. And do you know God knows? I don't know who's listening in Blog Talk Radio Land today, tonight, tomorrow, 6 months from now. But do you not know this message on today? God already knows what you need, even if you don't hear it until 6 months or a year later. This word will be for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. Because he knows. So I say to the Lord, have your way. I told Dr. Scott, I said, do you want to bring the message? He said, no, I'm not prepared to bring it today. And I said, well, you know, I don't have to be prepared. I can just get on there and do whatever the Lord get me to do. And he said, we'll do it. Because, you know, when you're traveling, you're on a different time zone. I'm looking at the clock. Now it's 8:15 out here now, Pastor. Well, of course we know that it's 10:15 back on the East Coast. So my brain and my body is still operating on the East Coast time. I said to Dr. Scott, I'm not a telephone, I don't know, cell phone that I change time with the zone that I'm in. No, no, no. My phone changed, but my mind and my body is still saying, hey, girl, you in New York. And it's 10:15. So I thank God for Dr. Scott being willing, ready, and able to bring God's word. No, he is not speaking this morning, but he is yet contributing. He is still bringing the word of God. Why? Because he's working the system. And because he is doing that, my voice is able to be heard. So, Dr. Scott, I applaud you. I love you. I adore you. And I thank God for you. We are entering in our seventh year on Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory. Many souls have been touched by this ministry, Glory United Ministry. We are glorying in God, and we're united through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no way that you can be a son of God or a daughter of God except you come through the blood. See, he established that. He made it plain. He made it clear when he told Nicodemus, he said, Nick, you must be born again. And if you're not born again, I want to serve you a little bill here. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom. I hate to disappoint you, but you can't buy this. You got to come through the blood of Jesus Christ. So Jesus told Nicodemus, and it disturbed Nick because he said, now, here I am old. How can I enter into my mother's womb? But see, he misunderstood the word. Jesus was not telling him to go back and be born physically. Jesus was telling him in order to get into the kingdom of God, it's a spiritual thing. So you must be born again by the Spirit of God through the blood of Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You must be born again. I recall as a child, I'm from the Church of God in Christ, born and raised in the Church of God in Christ. And we used to sing a song in the Church of God in Christ. And the words were, this is the Church of God in Christ. And it would say that line again, this is the Church of God in Christ. You cannot join it. You just couldn't walk up and shake the preacher's hand and say, okay, I accept. Yeah, I know about Jesus. Yep. We're saying you cannot join it. You've got to be born in it. In other words, they took the line from Jesus and the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus, that is, where he said, you've got to be born again. So it was all right for us to sing this song. You've got to do more than just shake the preacher's hand and the secretary put your name on the roll. But you, nothing has changed from the inside out. All you have done now is become a member of an organization. But you have not become a member of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't know who this message is for, but however, we take it as you give it on this morning. And so when you be born in it, then you are in the church. Listen to me closely. Then you become a born-again Spirit-filled member of the church, listen, of God in Christ. No, you don't belong to Bishop Mason, who is the founder of the Church of God in Christ. But what I'm merely saying is that once you accept Jesus Christ and you are born in the Spirit, washed in his blood, then you become a member of the real church, which is of God, redeeming us through his Son, Jesus Christ. So if you are of the Baptist descent and you become a born again believer, a born again Christian, then you are a member of the church of who? God, the Creator, who? His Son, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I and my Father are one. So, therefore, you are now, even though your name is on the roll at a Baptist church or a Methodist church or a Catholic church or Presbyterian or however, AME, whatever, I can't name all the different religious outfits there is out there. But if you have become a born again, like Nicodemus, like the one that Jesus was talking about, then you are a member of the Church of God in Christ, not the organization that I belong to where the name is on the building, Church of God in Christ. But you really are connected to the church. Jesus said, upon this church, upon this rock, I build my church. Who is the church? Jesus is the church. And we become the church because we have Jesus. I have a problem with people that don't want to use the word church. Why don't you want to use the word church when Jesus said that I am the church? But yet you say you're connected to Jesus, but yet you don't want anything to do with the word church. Make me wonder, have you really been born again of the Spirit? Because if you are, you, let me tell you something. When a woman is in love with a man, I said man, when a woman is in love with a man, she bears his name proudly. Some of them, even after they end up with a divorce, still want to keep his name because at once upon a time, she was very proud to be Mrs. Whomever. So why wouldn't you want to bear the name of Jesus Christ? Why wouldn't you want to be the church? Why wouldn't you want to be associated or identified as, oh, there's one of those churchgoers? Yes, I go to the building, but better than that, I went a step farther. I went to the building, but I got a little closer to the Lord, and I became a born-again believer through the Spirit of God, and now I am the church. Oh, my God. Don't you love Jesus on today? That he gave us the choices to choose life. He says, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. Why? He is life. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So any man come any other way is a thief and a robber. Why would you want to be a thief? Why would you want to be a robber? Don't you know there is penalties for stealing and robbing? So why not come through the door? This is Benny Cummings' rearranged song, You Must. coming at the door. He's so high you can't get over him, and he's so low you can't get under him, and he's so wide you can't get around him. You must come in at the door. So if you must come through the door. You cannot go around it. You've got to come through the blood. He shed his blood for the remission of sin. How come you want to try to steal your way into the kingdom? I'm hearing a song in my head that, God, I thank you for your presence. I'm reminded of a song that I used to sing when I was a child. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just bear with me. Because when I reflect on the Spirit of God, it just moves all on the inside. It's a love affair. When you're in love with somebody, just their mere presence just make your inside move. Women used to say, I don't know what men, they try to be all tough and, you know, all that stuff. But women would say, oh, when I hear his voice, I get butterflies all in my stomach. I heard a preacher say once that this is my husband and he makes my liver quiver. My God, her liver was even stuck, you know, moving around. So why not, when we hear the name Jesus, something on the inside should start to move, and we feel that love Jeremiah said that he's just like fire in my bones. I mean, if you feel fire and don't move, well, I know there isn't anything wrong with you. If you feel fire and don't move, there's either one or two things. Let me tell you what that is. One, all your nerves is already dead, so you can't feel the fire. And the other one is you are dead if you can't feel the fire. But I believe Jeremiah said he's just like fire. Shut up in my bone. Honey, you gonna feel the heat. You hear me? You gonna feel his presence. And you mean to tell me you can fit through that? My God, today. And then Ezekiel said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So it's a wheel. He's turning on the inside of you. Wow. I had the privilege of telling someone how much I felt about them, how much I cared about them, and that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters. And you feel things moving on the inside. And that makes you happy. You know the song of Dr. Scott that we like to sing? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow. And I know that he watches me. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadow come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? Since Jesus is my portion, a constant friend. Oh, is he? His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me, so I sing, hey, because I'm happy. Every time I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that is done for me, my God, take that. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I've been washed in the blood of the crucified one. I've been redeemed by the hand of the Lord. I feel Jesus in my soul. I'm so glad that he died and shed his blood for me. I've been born again. I'll have to enter into my mother's womb. I went to Jesus, and Jesus gave me a blood bath, and now I'm fit for the kingdom. Oh, Lord, I'm getting excited about the blood of Jesus. It will wash you white as snow. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, God, ain't nothing like the real thing. Jesus is a real thing. John P. K. said, Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. And until you get that close encounter, you cannot say he's real to me. For he says, for I know. That's a personal thing. For I know Jesus is real. I feel Jesus. He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. I don't apologize for feeling his presence. He's on the inside. I tell you, when he's on the inside of you, oh, my God, today it comes on the outside. Somebody, you know, when you're in love, people can look at you and see the desire, the love, how you look at that person. If the person got in and says, they can see it too. Lord help me, Jesus. Oh, you can look at the look in their eyes. You can see the expression upon their face. And you will look and say, that woman is in love with that man. I mean, you know what? Somebody can be sitting in IHOP and you can be sitting at your table, and you just happen to glimpse across the room, and you can look at the look on that woman's face, and as Raymond said, it ain't hard to tell. You can see, so honey, she's in love with that man. Look at her face. Look how she's looking at him. Oh, my God. It's real. So what she's feeling, the love that she's feeling on the inside, is just protruding on the outside, and it's easy for people to see it. She may not think that anyone can see it, but honey, the people from across the room know, say, honey, look, she got it going on. But that's the way it is when you have Jesus on the inside of you. That love just rings, it just comes out for people to know that you are in love. Children sing a song, says, I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I'm in love, joy, he's my peace, he's my guiding light. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. And that's how you feel when you're in love with a human. He's your joy, peace. He's your guiding light. You're just in love with him, or you're just in love with her. But as Raymond says, and he stutters, he says, cuz, it ain't hard to tell. You don't have to speak it out of your mouth. Your body speaks it from the inside. Tell you, you know what, I believe, Dr. Scott, I'm just so grateful to you. I'm just so honored. It's just a privilege to be in your presence, to have known you this many years, and that we have been together walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ, our superstar, the Son of the Most High God. There's only one God, and that's God himself, all by himself. He gave us. God gave his Son, and his Son gave his life. Oh, what a change in my life have been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll since Jesus came into my heart. I tell you, it has been a pleasure to be with you all this morning. Whatever technical difficulties it may have been, God always has a way around the storm. The pilot did say last night that we should be entering in on the north side, but we're going to have to go around through the west side of Houston and come through by the south side and then make our landing. So the pilot figured out a route. Whoever the aviator is on the ground figured out, if you go this way and that way and this way, it should be, even though it'll be a few bumps along the way. But we don't mind the bumps as long as we have a safe landing. And that's the way it is when you have Christ in your life. We have bumps in our life, but as long as we got King Jesus, as long as we have a safe landing, we know that everything is not going to be all right, but everything is already all right. God gave me that saying back in a service that I was in. We have a tendency to say, honey, everything's going to be all right, but the Lord spoke to me and said, I need you to reverse that, because I did like I was, you know, following what I've been taught the years. Everything's going to be all right, honey. Everything, don't you worry. Everything's going to be all right. And the Lord said to me, after I had spoken that, I said, well, everything is going to be all right. He said, no. Turn that around. Tell them everything is already all right. So that means that God has already fixed it, because he said, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So it is already all right. So we got to break away from some of these old cliches and what have you. You know, the devil is busy. God don't allow me to use that term. He tells me that even though the people think that the devil is busy, it's like a slap in his face that God is not doing anything, but just nothing at all. But don't you know that whatever is going on that you make you make that statement that the devil is busy, don't you know if God wasn't working as busy for you, the devil would consume you? Because, you see, the devil's resume is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And the only person that can break the resume of the devil is the Lord. The Lord. The devil can't kill you unless the Lord gives the approval. He can't steal your joy unless God said, well, go ahead. If you think you can steal her joy, if you think she will curse me and die because she's got these light afflictions going on, then, well, go right ahead. I give you permission, but I guarantee I won't let you kill her. She'll suffer. but it'll draw her closer to me because she'll see my love in the end. She may not see how much I love her in the beginning while she's in that storm, but honey, when she come out with the sunshine, she'll know that I was there all the time. Let me do as I always do. Dr. Scott, as always, I have just enjoyed myself with getting ready for our 6-year anniversary starting October 28th, 29th, 30th, and ending in November this time, November the 1st. We will announce that probably on tomorrow evening. But if you're not busy and you have heard this message, please join us on tomorrow night at Vault Radio at 7 p.m. Our prophetic service is every second month, fourth Monday night. So this time we will be doing our anniversary service. And then in November we will probably not do a fourth Monday because we'll be doing our Thanksgiving service. So I'll have to look at the calendar. And then for Christmas as well. Let me go into Mark's gospel. I have a few more minutes. I always say that I'm not going to be long, but like I said in the beginning, when you tell the Lord to have his way, then he knows the way he wants to have. And so I follow his way. And guess what? I always come out the winner at the finishing line because I let Jesus lead me. And everybody has been blessed. Just a few more minutes, Dr. Scott. Let's go to Mark's gospel. I just want to read this because I always like to leave you with a red scripture, a red word, because I say stuff off the top of my head and tell you the Bible said this, the Bible said that. Well, go Google it. Just take the word I said and go Google it, and you will find the scripture for yourself. When I was coming up, you didn't have Google, so you had to search the scripture and find it for yourself. Starting at, this is Mark's gospel, and I believe it's the 9th chapter of Mark. Now, let me just read the first verse. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. My God. And after the 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining exceedingly white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. In other words, this is why you see these pictures of Jesus dressed in a white attire, because I guess their pattern is after the transfiguration where Peter, James, and John, I believe it was Peter, James, and John, that he took up to see this transfiguration. And no fuller, there's no soap. I know there's a soap called Fuller Soap, supposed to get things really super clean, but nobody can get a white quite as white as this. I had the opportunity to see Jesus in this white attire, and I saw the ropes, and he touched. Oh, shit. He touched me. What do you think? He touched me with his finger. My God. And he gave me a miracle. Oh, my The doctor said I was legally blind. And Jesus touched me while I was asleep. And when I woke up, I saw I was frightened. He said, it is I, my God. And the Lord healed my eye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just give me a moment to collect my composure. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, Jesus is the only master. It is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he was not what to say. He wist not what to say, for they were so afraid. I'm telling you, you know, when you really see the Lord, you are frightened because it's anyhow. And there was a cloud that ever shadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man. That still happens today, you know. Anymore, save Jesus only with them. So they saw no man anymore. They didn't see Moses or Elias. They didn't see them anymore. They heard a voice, which was God's voice, because you see, Moses and Elias, they didn't see anymore, but Moses or Elias couldn't have said, this is my beloved son. Only God could say. So that's the voice that they heard was God's voice, but after they heard God's voice, they didn't see any man anymore except for Jesus. It says, save Jesus only with them. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another, what the rising from the dead should mean. So they were puzzled. They were, what is Jesus talking about? What does he mean that he's going to rise from the dead? That's how much we listen to the word of God and really don't pay any attention to it, because Jesus is the word of God. He was telling them that the Son of Man was going to be offered up in death. But for some reason, I guess, going to happen. Well, it has to happen because God cannot lie, and neither does his son Jesus lie. He says it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, my time is getting close. I think that I have read enough in your hearing today. I'm going to release Dr. Scott because he's working in a different way. But Dr. Scott, I just want to say again that I bless you. I thank God for you. I applaud you. And you just are there for me through thick and thin. I can call you when I have pain in my body and ask you to pray, and you will speak a word, and it's done. I think one of these times we're going to have a call-in session where you'll be doing the praying for the people and speaking a word into their lives, and I think we're going to schedule that real soon. So you let me know whenever you're ready. And instead of inviting this prophet and that prophet and this prophetess and this pastor and that prophet, you know, a prophet, I know the scripture says a prophet is without honor. in his own land. My goodness, you are with me all the time. Without you, there is no program as it stands right now, that if you are not there to do what you do, it wouldn't be. So we search all over and we employ this one for the night without pay, and we employ that one without pay. And here we have you, and it's like you're just putting things together, but I would really like for you to have a session with us on the air and invite people to hear the gifts that God has placed in your hand. You're more than just an operator, an engineer with a computer. You are a man of God, and you have gifts and things in you. God works signs and wonders through your hands, and you know, we just need to use sometimes those that's right with us all the time. The scripture said we are to know them that labor among us. And I know it's nice to go out and get other people to come in, but sometimes we need to just start at home. And whenever you're ready, let me know. There was a time that you was doing certain programs you were ministering through the week, but we got to get you on one of these weeknight services so that when you're ready, you let me know, and we will, if we can get Rhonda to work the screen for you so that you will be free like I am to put your Bible down or just, you know, talk the way that I am speaking. So God bless you, Radio Land listeners. To God be the glory for the things that he has done, the things that he is doing, and the things yet to come. And remember, it is already all right in the eyes of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son, I have indeed enjoyed myself this morning. And in the Holy Spirit and the people of God, let the church say amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Benjamin. I'm honored that you considered giving me a chance to participate in the program, and we'll certainly take that under advisement. God will let us know when the time is. But in the meantime, Pastor, I'm going to play Benny Cummings. But before the program ends, what I would like for you to do is go ahead and hang your line up and then call in to make sure that we know that this screen will take calls in.
Especially tomorrow night.
Wow. I'm talking, I want you to do it now, if you will do it.
I'm going to do it now, Doctor. Bless you. I'm gone.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye now.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth.